parse it down to more, there I'd say sort of think about, when did you realize you wanted to be an artist? What made you, or what made you think to apply to art school? And or when did you first sort of make something that was not out of a kit? Which one you said, wow, that's cool.
No, and that's, because leading up to art school, I mean, anything that I made was, I was huge into industrial music, huge into industrial culture, and in much of the art that I was making was carbon copies. And it was the images of shock art, like I said, sending razor blades through the mail with good luck. Because there was, his music was not my initial love, but it was, you don't grow up situating yourself as an art fan. You know, it's not like in high school there's surrealists and dadaists.
Well, if everybody keeps reading my thing in the mirror, they will.
Someday maybe, but right now it's goths and metalheads. So music, I mean, music guided me into that stuff. But it was, I'd say, I mean, realizing and deciding was my last year of art school, which is also the time that coincided with me deciding to leave art school, being introduced to a bunch of, and that's where painting really kicked in as a thing that best suited how I wanted to be making art. Deciding to leave the art school environment to set up a studio, which was, that was partly led by curiosity, as painters work at it every day. I do. It's kind of like having, and that's, I've worked jobs always, and that's a product of my father going to a powder coating shop. I worked labor jobs.
A what shop?
A powder coating shop.
Powder coating?
Powder coating.
Powder coating.
Which is a metal finishing process. And so I was thinking about this the other day, and there was something that not stuck in my head. Something that happens to your brain when you spend a whole day seeing panels, 2 foot by 2 foot, come out of a hot oven that are all one color, red or pink, or that's the materials that I use are drawn from that. The materials that I use with the polyurethane is taken from that. We use that as touch-up paint, and that's it was probably, I discovered that I get a lot of paint for cheap, and from that guided that. That was the last year of art school. I started working with those materials. Started working with more of the materials that I was used to from working industrial jobs or factory jobs, and then also being introduced to a ton of painting, which sat at the fringes of what they were trying to teach me in art school, and there was away from, because all the male art and stuff that I did was conceptual. It wasn't developed, and that's what I got into art school on, was conceptual art, and so this was a pairing of what I knew from outside of school, and with realizing there's people working, not in a non-conceptual manner, but one where that wasn't the overriding goal. And that's, I decided to lead. I say it was partly saying, I can give $3,000 a semester to a school, or I can spend $3,000 a semester on a studio, and I could always go back to school if I wanted to,
Okay.
That's when I decided to not get serious about it. I didn't know what it meant. I mean,
so then if I understand correctly, because I'm thinking in terms of, my question was, when did you start thinking about art and stuff like that? So if I understand correctly now, you even went to art school and weren't considering yourself an artist?
Well, you're not. It's something you're not allowed to, but I certainly didn't come into art school thinking I was an artist, and this was a means to become a better artist.
Okay.
I was going into it. I chose art. I remember sitting in ship and anchor in Calgary, talking to friends, and I was weighing going to philosophy school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically it was philosophy or art school. I had more friends who were going to art school, and it seemed like a shitload more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Than
arguments are better in philosophy school.
They probably were, but I probably left that after 1 year.
Okay.
I don't think I knew it then, but I like building stuff. I like my hands being
able.
And I had friends who went into English literature, went into philosophy, and our arguments were always, between us was always, it was in their heads, and for me it was in my hands. And I mean, this is some of the best arguments that I have, still have, with the same friends. We butt heads on this, and this is people I learn from the most is that. But I didn't. In art school, you're not taught that you're an artist. You're kind of, and this is, I don't want to rail on art school, but the idea that's presented to me is that after 4 years, you will be an artist, which is incorrect in the sense of, I mean, any one of the people there could have been an artist without going to school. The other one is that the majority of people who finish those 4 years aren't artists, in the sense that they don't continue to work. Probably five people that I know from going to art school are still working, and that's out of 50 or 60.
Although there you compare that to any other type of school program. It's
exactly.
Like you look at law school,
yeah.
And my guess would be, I don't know how many people graduated from your art school, but I would imagine that there is a similar fall off.
Yeah. But it's understandable when you're there, when you leave, especially when you go back and you talk to the instructors, you realize that your instructors aren't that far away from you in the sense of the minute that you're applying for shows, you're competing with them.
That's only the Canadian way.
This is the Canadian way, yeah. And this is the minute that you leave school, you are in competition to your instructors.
Yeah, but there should be the sort of thing where the instructors have this much more experience and that there is
absolutely
a hierarchy.
And some did.
Canada has like flattened
yeah.
the whole damn landscape. Which just annoys the hell out.
Which also the minute you realize that in art school, all of a sudden you can't count your teachers as authority
mm-hmm.
in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, I mean, there's one or two, of course, that managed to squirm their way out of that.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say it's that so much, and this is me imposing my view on stuff because I obviously was not there,
yeah.
but it's not so much that they're an authority figure, but they're somebody that you respect in the same
mm-hmm.
way that friend says, no, actually you should be putting a little bit more red in there and slice that off.
Yeah.
That's somebody whose opinion you respect, they're not an authority figure. And then you have professors who are like that as well.
But I'd say, I mean, the minute that that anyone takes the position of being an authority figure,
mm-hmm.
that's all of a sudden it's... But also that, I mean, because art school, the inevitability is that at the end of it, no matter what your relationship to your instructor is, at the end of the semester, at the end of the week, at the end
mm-hmm.
of the day, they put a mark on what you did. And that's...
What I do on my block.
Was your block? On your block?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is art school.
Hello, those are museum shows.
And this, but this is, the reason I don't want to rail on art school is that the longer you're out of it, the less you even think about it. I mean, it's, I'd look at...
Do you think it has anything to do with the specific art school you went, or you feel that you can generalize across the board? And
I could only speak to, Alberta College of Art is certainly a specific type of art school, and there are other ones in Canada which follow a similar model. Emily Carr, certainly, and OCAD do. NASCAD, I don't know, because they have a master's program as well, so there's the automatically that shifts some things that go on. But when it's a standalone art school, you're isolated. It's not like you're put in contact. It's not like you have to eat in the cafeteria every day with someone who's taking law or taking
yeah.
philosophy. You're taught that that somehow, because you're here at this Daniel Art School, you're special.
Although there is the sort of thing we're talking about Ontario, Alberta, and Emily Carr. Being from the outside is the sort of thing where, no, not geographic, as far as my understanding of the hierarchy of art schools in Canada. There is like Cordia and NASCAT are, as far as I can tell, probably the two best. And then you have the rest.
Yeah.
And so at which point, they're now, don't take this personally, but to be going to a second-rate school, how much is the school, how much is it just the nature of the beast, and is it that it is okay? You get like this poor teachers because it is a B level school.
But this, don't think for a minute the school's playing.
No. I mean, I got kicked out of two, and I still like say, the
city in Alberta College of Art. There was occasionally this is a rumor of something, and it was the rated as best school in Canada. And I talked to whoever went down the car, and they're saying, we heard this thing that this was the best rated. But then, sitting at Alberta College of Art, the whole time I was there, there wasn't a president. No one wanted to be president. And you kind of got to go over there. So no one wants to run the place. Half the instructors I knew didn't want any more than what they had already, and that's right.
Enough about school. There, though, the thing that actually intrigues me the most is you have this designation, or intrigues me the most about your work. So you've come in to me with the designation new painting.
Yeah.
And at which point, I think I've wound on to what it is. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's basically taking the paint as the medium and then using that in non-standard ways, i.e. no brushes, although sometimes brushes and palette knives and that stuff does come in, but it's basically coming in stuff that is designed to be catchy and very what's his name? The 1960s poster guy. Max is the last name. Never mind. But it is basically abstract painting that uses abstract painting that uses a multiplicity of colors and techniques so as to engage the eye for engagement's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I was worried where you're going with that, but that's it. That's a good assessment.
I didn't even go to art school.
The best people didn't or dropped their name.
Oh, come on, no, there's some good ones. Emily Carr is a good Canadian painter.
Sure.
Oh, she went to school.
How do I read Emily Carr?
That's a joke.
Yeah.
There's the Emily
Carr. I gotta get used to your fucking jokes. New painting.
So basically my question is, where the hell did that come from? How did you decide that after you're an artist, or before you're an artist, but this is where I want to hang my hat?
I still don't know if I hang my hat with him. It's really hard.
They're to let you know, they let you also think a little bit. From the brief things that I flipped through on the catalogs you gave, I can see similarities.
Yeah.
In the same way, I can see similarities between rugby and football.
Yeah.
However, they tend to, at least from what I've seen, and that is minimal. There's sort of all flat, looking at basically contours and color
and one shot paintings.
Pardon?
And they're all one. I mean, it's very much rooted in one shot paintings. Paintings which you respond to as a whole immediately, and
yours you do as well. I could if there was one up here,
Yeah.
I could give it a close read, left to right, no problem. Anybody
sure, yeah.
who knows which one, the tricks of the trade,
yeah.
or not even the tricks of the trade, and just concentrates, can give anything a close read. Even what you say one shot.
Yeah.
But it is that...
I would say that this is, and this is the only place, with some of the new painters, exceptions for me, Graham Peacock and Bruce Piermarini, both of them, I follow their models a lot more than the rest of the new painters, simply because they seem to enjoy it as much, pleasing the eyes, confusing, and understand that those two things are and not that the rest simply seek to please the eye, but there is a lot of adoration of the hand, adoration of not beauty, but refinement is the and that's I don't. This may just be an aesthetic difference, because certainly the way they work, I feel kinship to all of them. The language that they couch their work in, I'm consistently uncomfortable with a lot of the time. Most of that I chop up to them being 50 years old, 50 years old, and the language that they have to talk about the work, I don't share, and rings a lot of bells for me. As soon as someone talks about their gift, since someone talks about spiritual ends, I back off from it. But that being said, talk to me when I'm 50, and maybe a little bit more comfortable words. But I came into new painting at the same time that I was talking to the school. I came, Graham Peacock was teaching in Edmonton, and a friend who had, through family, knew him, knew of his work, and went and visited him, came back with a bunch of catalogs, and went, look at these, and it was as inverse to what I was being taught in art school as something could be. It was the complete opposite. It was what wasn't supposed to exist. It was what was supposed to have ended in the 1960s, with Clem Greenberg becoming a drunk and a listen to. This was supposed to be done. I was already painting at that point, doing monochromatic paintings, and doing my best to piss off everyone that I could by making stuff like that. And this was fuel for the fire. This was I took the position of art school of trying to find whatever I could that pissed people off, and this one, the funny one of that is that eventually it became meaningful. It's kind of like listening to music, ironically, is that if you buy a Poison album and play it enough times in your life, as ironically as you love it, eventually it becomes meaningful because it was playing when things started happening.
Yeah.
And that's... This is where I can't completely discount irony or shock, is that, yeah, eventually it was, holy shit, I'm not just doing this to piss people off, because I'm not doing it successfully enough in my eyes. And all of a sudden there was a gauge of my own desire to do something in this, and that's, I mean, they were a door that opened, and that has continued to be there, and that's how I met Ken Moffat recently. They've continued just to be this other in the world, so this group of people who paint this in a way, and their success isn't monetary, their grouping isn't set, and it's in some ways limping, and in some ways completely vital at the same time. If you gauge it in an art world standard, it's completely limping, and it's a throwback, but if you engage it as individual artists working in a certain way, they're making tons of paintings every year of their lives, and getting, you know, this tiny bit of recognition.
Well, there, now, talk about that, and curse me, how much of what you're doing is based on being able to identify with a group? And at which point, how much is just, this is the way that works? I just look at myself and realize, you give me a group,
yeah,
I'm going the other way.
Yeah.
And it is nice to have, oh, okay, fine, I'm going the other way and the people following me.
Yeah.
Maybe. And it is one thing where I think you're the first artist who's ever shown here who has had a very tight name to the style of painting that they do.
But I still wouldn't count myself. First of all, I would be completely uncomfortable counting myself as a painter.
Okay.
And would also shy away from ever doing that because while I've gained limited acceptance from a few members of it and from Ken, who's the critic, I'm a group. That being said, I'm least suspicious of that group.
Okay. And there, to me, to recognize that. But it is that sort of thing where I'm just saying, oh, geez, I got to learn about this whole thing. And
we're this isn't a religion. Like it's
No. I'm not saying it's a religion, but I also recognize like the bands that play here.
Right.
I'm much more, as you can see from the mirror, yet to use the fancy term, facile in music industry terminology.
Yeah.
And you see a band, you want to tell a friend about them. And what about, yeah, a little bit like the Birds with some Neil Young thrown in.
Right.
And it does not mean that they actually sound like that, but it does give somebody something to wrap their head around.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so they're going to be guitar-based, probably 3.5-4 minute songs, vaguely politically aware, a little bit country, a little bit folk. They might rock out a little bit, but they're not going to be down to something.
But I argue that one of the major differences is that if I say my painting is kind of like Jackson Pollock mixed with David Reed, immediately all of the conceptual basis for Jackson Pollock and David Reed are assumed of my painting as well. Not just a physical appearance of that. Where I can say I sound like the Rolling Stones, it doesn't mean that...
That I would disagree with, because first of all, I have no idea who the hell David Reed is.
Right.
And there, yes, I do know Jackson Pollock and stuff
right.
like that. And to say, yeah, they're sort of similar to Riopelle or Jackson Pollock.
Yeah, or S.A. Molinari or Bordua, or, yeah.
No, I don't see Molinari in you at all.
But he's one of my favorite paintings.
That's fine. Hello.
And he's a huge influence on
Hello, hello. You go see the Rolling Stones tour. And
absolutely.
What, you're going to be listening. Yeah. But it is a certain thing where you're saying in art, and that's where, come back to, my whole thing in the mirror this week is where somebody says about your painting, a little bit like Pollock and David Reed, and you're, bam, they've seen that. And then they, upon seeing the images themselves, the paintings themselves, then they're saying, wow. And no, I'm saying it's the exact opposite in that you just give them something because right now there are no images here.
That's true. Yeah.
And at which point you say, a little bit like David Reed, a little bit like Pollock with, I don't know, some Canadian prairies thrown in.
Sure, yeah.
And that does not mean, to me, saying that does not mean that the person, if they're conversant with who you're talking about,
right.
I still don't know who David Reed is, I'll go look it up. It is the sort of thing where I think they're going to take it more like a little bit like the Birds and a little bit like Neil Young and realize, okay, this is just a framework for within which to guide. And as any band worth itself to say, no, I don't want to be pigeonholed. We're doing
right.
something
yeah.
new. You've never heard stuff like us before.
Yeah.
but still for the great unwashed, the public, you need something so as to...
absolutely, yeah.
Are you doing landscapes, or are you doing...
The thing with it, I mean, the thing with the new painters is that it's like I'm treading the backwaters of painting.
Yeah, but that's where it also comes in, where to me it's sort of thing by having an obscura, thank you very much again, by having, even within the whole artistic canon, an obscure group.
Yeah.
That's sort of like, whatchamacallit, No Noise New York.
Right.
When you talk about music, tell me about this and stuff like that. And that I find very, very interesting, both on a number of levels. And yeah, I think that's my point.
But even with that, I mean, in the past 5 years, that's become a very, people understand within music, often if you refer to No Noise in New York or No Wave, it's a term people know now.
Hold on a second. I was buying the damn records in 1978.
But I was born in 1978. So
I came this close to seeing James Chance.
So what I say new painting for the next 5 minutes. Every fucking interview I say new painting, new painting, new painting.
Although there would be actually now to then come up with a follow-up question is, given that from the little I've seen from hearing you saying that there are small affiliations, what about the Will painting?
Yeah, but this is with being 27 years old until very recently feeling like my painting is in my studio. You know, that's
it your paintings?
Sure. But I'm not flying a flag. This isn't a way of painting that I'm...
No, I know that. And that's...
I have no desire to market this. That's,
I love you. No desire to market. Why the hell are you doing shows while you're applying to the RBC competition?
I have desire I have desire to be painting as the thing that I do.
Okay.
I have no desire to market my process as something people should follow.
Not something people should follow. That's not what I'm tossing off about Will paintings. More as an identifiable mark. In terms of the same way with the gallery, where I joke about it with my friends who are in advertising. Zeke's is a brand.
Yeah.
And to a certain group of people, you talk Zeke's. So they're aware of it, just like they are Coca-Cola. To subsume, I think that's the fanciest term, myself, to underground art gallery.
Yeah.
Yes, I can, if somebody else imposes that on me, I can live with it.
Yeah.
I'm not going out saying I run an underground art gallery.
But you said it right there. Like, that's...
No. My term is, it's a perpendicular gallery.
No. What I mean is that you said it right there, is that I will take anything that anyone says about my painting and go, yeah, sure. I am completely uncomfortable with...
Okay, there then, as one of the people who's been the recipient of what you've said about your paintings, I wasn't the one who came up with new painting stuff. You told me, and I asked you, what is this new painting? Can I see? They brought the catalogs and so on.
Yeah.
Now to play authority figure professor and stuff like that. Next person who asked, no, I'm doing the Will painting. And at which point, give them the same spiel, word for word, but just change the term so that you separate yourself out. As opposed to saying, I'm part of this group, although I'm not really part of the group, gotta do something so as to say, no, I am different. However, if you really need an understanding, check those out. You see the differences that I'm talking about?
I do, but it's not... But this is... I would really defer to to an outside voice in placing me either within or without, not just of the new painters, but within or without of any type of art?
It's all got, no, that I disagree with. It's all got to come from you. I'm the one who is out there with a loudspeaker touting you as the latest, greatest, and which Malt does. Stuff is going to blow your mind and change your life and make you happy, rich, and get you laid as well.
But what I would say is...
But there, it's... I'm sorry to interrupt, but it is the sort of thing where if you're giving me words such as I'm a new painter, I'm similar to a new painter, then I'm just going to end up parroting that. If you come back and say, I'm a Sam painter, at which point I'm using that term, and people then come back, in the same way they ask, what the hell is a new painter? They're saying, what the hell is a Sam painter? And at which point, then take whether it is lock, stock, and barrel from some damn new painter catalog and say, this is a Sam painter. It is, yeah, only the people who know James Chance and the Blacks, or James White and James Black, or whatever it is. But it's only those who are going to be even aware. You can see those people coming from a mile away. And so at which point you're not going to be using that same description.
But what I put faith in I'll show you my paintings and they represent what I'm saying about painting. They are.
And there I just come back to, from, at least from my perspective and my way of thinking, and it is obviously two separate ways, yours and mine,